Another top Federal Reserve official, the third one this week, says he's open to reducing the pace of interest rate hikes. Lisa Taylor reports.
At an event in Phoenix, Arizona, Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller said recent data has made him more comfortable in considering a 50 basis point increase in December. That comes as the Fed has approved four consecutive 75 basis point increases to bring down inflation. Waller emphasized, however, he won't make a firm judgment on that until he sees the next inflation and jobs report. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A whole lot of famous people are named in a class action lawsuit filed against cryptocurrency platform FTX.
They're celebrities that made a lot of money and promoted this product. Unless you tell people you're getting paid and how much you're getting paid and what your incentive is, you can be liable.
Lawyer Adam Moskowitz says the celebrities are on the hook for promoting the platform that allegedly violated Florida law, misled customers, and cost investors billions. Among the biggest names, Tom Brady, Steph Curry, Larry David, and Shark Tankers Kevin O'Leary and Mark Cuban. Housing starts are stalled. The Commerce Department reports a 4.2% decline in October, more than twice as much as expected to a two-and-a-half-year low, thanks to rising mortgage rates. Starts on single-family homes fell more than 6%. Permits for future construction are off about 2.5%. Mortgage rates are down a bit. The 30-year fixed is at 6.6%, and it's been at that level for about a week after hitting 7.2%. Starbucks workers at more than 100 outlets are on a one-day protest strike. They said the company is ignoring their calls to improve staffing and scheduling.
It's really hurtful. I have worked for Starbucks for almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years next May. I've dedicated a lot of my blood, sweat, and tears to making our store successful. And it's extremely insulting and hurtful that they are unwilling to even hear what we have to say.
The employees are part of what's called the Starbucks Workers United Union, representing more than 7,000 Starbucks workers across the country. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.